Episode 369, Struggles Are Real.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet ladies. How are you? I'm so excited that you're here. I pray you're having a marvelous, splendid week. And I hope you're having sunshine. We are still freezing. And I hope you're a little bit warmer because, you know what? I am all ready for the spring. Can we get those flowers out already? I mean, hasn't this cold already killed off everything it needs to happen, you know, with nature? And it's already done its course. And so we can get back into the warm weather. Well, I am so there already. But I don't think it's going to happen. Well, regardless of the cold weather, guess what? We get our time together. Come on in. Let's relax. Let's chill out. Not literally, because we're already freezing. Let's warm each other up. Let's warm our hearts up. Let's really begin to get focused on what you are doing in your life. How are you creating your now? For those of you who have just found us, welcome to the family. I know I say it often, but I truly am honored. And I have such a grateful heart for you, and you are family to me. So welcome aboard to this craziness life that we have here. And, you know, we're doing it together, and we don't always have all the answers, but we're doing it to the best of our ability. You know, you're your best selfie, right? All right. So we're going to jump in today, and we're going to chat about something that is real to all of us. Struggles. Struggles are real. We tend to overlook how life is really going. When asked, how are you? Most of us reply, busy. Think about it. When was the last time, maybe it was in the morning at work, or you were dropping off the kiddos at school or at an activity, and you're just passing by a friend or acquaintance that, you know, you just see kind of, or at the grocery store, and they say, well, how are you? And real quickly, what comes to mind? Say it. Yeah, it's usually that word, busy, isn't it? Is that really the response that you want in your life, is busy? But do you want something more? Not sure how to get over those hurdles, but you know you want something more. Struggles are so real. But we don't really answer the question, how are you, right, do we? If we were honest about it, it wouldn't be one word or three words. It would be three or four sentences, which equals to a paragraph. But we are so busy in our life that we don't even answer, how are you, honestly. We remove the authenticity in our own vocabulary. And you have complete control over that. But you opt to take the shortcut. And you say, I'm busy. How are you? Right? That's a quick comeback, because then you don't have to answer anymore. You don't have to give any little detail. You don't have to share your struggles, because struggles are real. How would it sound if you were to answer the question, how are you, with productive? Think about it. I'm going to ask you the question. How are you, Sue? Productive. Oh, how can you not come back? The person who asked that question is going to be like, oh, well, what are you doing? What's up? Tell me more about it. Wow. It totally changes the conversation. You know, your eyebrows kind of lift up. I mean, when I just said it right then, productive, I was like, oh, this is a pretty good day. I too find myself when somebody says, how are you? Or I'm chatting on the phone. And every once in a while, I catch myself with a client. And I have to be careful, because when we have our coaching calls, it's about the client. We don't go into details about my life. That's not why they hired me to coach them, right? It's about them, and that's how it's supposed to be. But a lot of times the conversation, at the very beginning, it's, well, how are you doing? What's going on? And then they'll, in return, most of it's out of habit, but they'll say, well, how are you? Every once in a while, I'll catch myself and the word busy is on the tip of my tongue. And I just want to shake my own self and think, Christiane, you know you're not supposed to say that. You're not just busy. You're productive. Wow. Just that one little word, busy to productive. Try it today. That's a bonus. When someone asks you how you are, say productive. See how that makes you feel. Tap into your emotions a little bit. Does it give you like that extra little jolt of energy? Like, woo, that felt good. So it may be weird to say productive, but what happens is it's a total mindset shift. It allows you're redirecting where it goes because busy says, ah, bah, humbug, and oh, woe's me. Then I can't get out of this trap. Struggles are real. But that doesn't give you the permission to ignore what's really happening in your life. But that's what we do. We use it as an excuse to escape the struggles that are so real in our lives. I had a struggle today, and I've been honest with you guys. You know, you hear my stories. And one of the goals for me this year, and it's probably going to end up being 2 years by the time I just know how my body is, you know I'm working on sculpting my body. And part of the pact with myself was to what? Not get on the scale. Number one, fail. I failed. I so failed. I got on the scale. I did. I got on it, and I don't know about you, but I get on the scale after I've gone to the bathroom, first thing in the morning. You know, I've emptied out the tank, so to speak, and I have nothing on. Now, don't, you know, okay. But I'm just telling you, that's how we all do it, right? Because we don't want any excess possibility of a 0.12 ounce on that scale. We want to really hear, you know, see the right number. Okay, if your scale talks, I guess you get to hear it too. So I get on the scale. I'm ready for it. Oh, my gosh. It was up again. I had just dropped. I was all so excited. It's up again now. Oh my gosh. That put my mind in an absolute tizzy. I had lost. I mean, come on, really? Talk about OMG, OMG, OMG. Oh my goodness, yes. Now, I know that the scale does not define what my body is accomplishing and what's moving and what's not. It's a number on the scale. I know that. Why? Well, come on. I'm a personal trainer. I'm a nutritionist. I know how the body works. I mean, for goodness sakes, I was on my way to medical school. I'm not just some bozo who doesn't know anything about the body. Yet right there at that minute, I felt, I mean, it was a struggle right then. I was like, that's it. I'm ready to throw in the towel. I'm done. Why am I putting myself through this? Why am I sacrificing time if my body's not going to do what I want it to do? It was responding. Now it's not. Oh my gosh. Okay. That was like, that whole conversation happened within like literally less than a minute because that's how fast our mind moves. You know, you've been there. Whether it's a weight thing or whether it's you're working on a dream or you're working on a house project, it doesn't matter. You've been there. You know what happens. And you're ready to be done with it. And some of us do what? Yeah, we're done with it already. That how are you busy? Yeah, no one wants to hear that story, but struggles are real. So I literally was standing there, yes, totally like, really? And I was feeling this. And I thought, wait a minute, hold on a minute. You know, this whole thing in my mind, and it probably was about 10 minutes. Or maybe it was less. I mean, I really wasn't timing it, but I was frustrated. I really was. I immediately kind of started to go in this whole depression thing of, not like I need a medication depression thing, but just the idea of, oh my gosh, you've worked so hard. You were so diligent at it. You're in your ninth day, and now look what's going on. Oh, man. The boat's sinking already, and you haven't even gotten 14 days in. What are you doing, girl? What are you doing? Struggles are real. So that period of time that I was having this internal conversation with myself felt like literally an eternity. And the problem is we have those conversations with ourselves every day, don't we? Every single day, struggles are real. But when we're asked, how are you? Busy is all we can say. It's our way to brush things under the carpet, scoot it under the bed, stuff it in a closet. If we're not talking about it, they're not real anymore, right? Wrong. If you're thinking about it, they're real. It's in your mind. So I knew for me personally, I had to take some major action. I did. That action was, okay, was I going to work out today or not? Because I hadn't worked out yet. It was first thing in the morning. I got up. I hadn't even got my workout clothes on or my shoes. I was standing there, nothing. My struggle was real. So I was totally convinced that I needed to stop. Totally convinced. So I stopped. Literally, I stopped everything. I was tempted not only to throw in the towel, but I thought, shush, I'm going to go eat whatever I want. Let's see, what do I want for breakfast this morning? I'm going to have everything that I'm not supposed to have. But it went through my mind. Struggles are real. So instead of acting upon that initial reaction, to which I had already made a pact with myself that I wasn't going to do what I did. Number one, fail. Which then I was even mad at myself because I broke the pact with myself because I got on the scale, so I was doubly mad. Oh my gosh, it was downhill. You have those struggles with you that sit there and pull and tear at you internally, but you never really voice them or talk about them or know how to deal with them. But it's there every single day. So what I did was this. I stopped. I froze, literally. I stopped in front of my mirror. And I looked at myself and I closed my eyes. And I took a deep breath. And then I began to respond to what I needed to do in order to get me back on track. I literally set my mind and started saying, okay, Christiane, come on. That was a reaction. What do you want in life? What do you want for your body? When you work out, what kind of feeling does it give you? When you eat the right foods, how do you get up in the morning? Oh my gosh, I've got so much energy. It's ridiculous. I've got a lot of energy anyway. But man, when I am eating spot on, I am like the Energizer Bunny from before my toes even hit the ground. It's like I springboard, bing, I'm ready. And I began to process what I need to do, where I want to go. And then I thought, okay, bring it back down to what? Reality. Struggles are real, but you can do something about it. And that's what I want to share with you ultimately today. In order to live life with struggles and be successful at it, you must have a game plan. And guess what? That brings us to the kiss. This is your kiss. Extinguish your struggles with your struggle drill, your SD, your struggle drill. You know how you have a fire drill, stop, drop, and roll? Okay. You guys are taught that. You know that. I mean, we were taught that as very, very young and still to this day. And even when you get real old, you can roll. I mean, it literally just rolls off your tongue. There's no stopping it. What do you do in case of fire? Stop, drop, and roll. I mean, it's there. So with the kiss, you need to extinguish your struggles with your struggle drill. You got a struggle drill. Believe it or not, yes, there's hope. You got a struggle drill. And it's exactly what I did. Number one, you got to stop. Number two, you got to breathe. And number three, you've got to respond. So let's expand on all of these. Number two, you got to stop. Literally stop. You need to take a break. You need to walk away from the issue at hand. You need to remove yourself from the situation. Now, I wasn't dressed. I couldn't remove myself completely away from the situation, but I did remove myself from the scale. And I stopped. And I was done. And I basically froze myself. I held on to the counter for a minute. Seriously, I did. And I was like, okay, we got to have a talk here. Hello. So you got to stop. Literally stop. Okay? Number two. So you can do that, right? That's easy. In the struggle drill, you can handle that. Number two, you have to breathe. You need to take deep breaths, giving you a couple of moments to gather and to settle your mind, body, and spirit. You see, when I saw that number, dagnabbit, on that scale, and it was not the number that I was expecting, it was higher than the number that should have been there, I freaked out. I was like, no, this is not fair. But see, when you stop and then you what? Breathe. It gives you that moment. It's like putting yourself into quick timeout is what it's doing. You're in quick timeout. Why do we put our kiddos in timeout? It's not for them to sit there. It's to remove them from the situation, to give them time to pull away. Stop for a moment. Breathe. To gather themselves. You see, I was so quick to react to everything. But when you stop, then you breathe. Those things, they go away much quicker. You don't have to worry about reacting. So you got stop, breathe, and then what? Three, respond. You have to respond. You have to formulate your thoughts and actions on what's next to accomplish your goal. You have to speak your intention. This way, you flesh out the reactions and utilize your goals. It allows you to be in control. When you react to things, man, I reacted. I was done. I was ready to throw in the towel. I wasn't going to work out. I was done. The whole thing on day number 9. Why? Why, you say? And it's easy for you, right? Because you're not in my body. And it's easy for me, if it was you, to say, oh, well, you should have done this. Yeah. But you have to do it. You got to use the struggle drill. Respond. You have to formulate your thoughts and actions on what's next to accomplish your goal. That gives you that time to flesh out the reactions. So as I stood there, removed myself from the scale, and meaning I wasn't looking at it anymore. I'd already gotten on it twice and got the same reading. I went to the mirror and looked in the mirror. I began to take some deep breaths. Began to process what my goals were and told myself, Christiane, you know this is going to take time. Your body is a very unique body. You're a beautiful woman. And if you want to sculpt your body and give it exactly what it needs, you have to be willing to give it the time. That scale does not tell you your time. It does not tell you how all your hard work that you've done already is paying off. You need to keep doing what you're doing to move forward. After that, I got my workout clothes on and I went downstairs and I had an amazing workout and I couldn't have felt better. You see, today now, I'm recording this after that struggle. That struggle drill helped me. It allowed me to understand that my reaction was not the answer. But see, that's how we live life. We live life in reaction mode instead of response mode. E plus R equals O. Event plus response equals outcome. This struggle drill will help you in life. Napoleon Hill says, strength and growth come only through continuous effort and struggle. Oh, so true. You may be trying to change your mind. You may be trying to change your body. You want to change your spirit. You want to get in tune with your goals, your purpose, your passion. Your strength and growth is only going to come through continuous effort, continuous work, and struggle. Use your struggle drill to get past those. So when someone asks you, how are you? You say, productive. Thanks so much. How are you? And you can say that with a smile and not feel bad about how your day has gone or hasn't gone. Because even with struggles, you are productive. You're growing. You're strengthening who you are. You see, the struggle you're in today is developing the strength you need for tomorrow. It is. Just remember, though, you can use the struggle drill to get out of it a little bit faster and get you back on track when you feel like you're just totally sinking. Stop growing your struggles and feeding them by reacting. Instead, be intentional, be present, and use that struggle drill. Stop, breathe, respond. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.